Welcome back, everyone, to Bad Film Good, the podcast where we look at poorly rated movies and we ask the question, is this bad film good? My name is... Ow!
And I am...
Ow! And today, we shall be looking at the hit film, Junior, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I was gonna do a Danny DeVito, and then yeah. I was like, nah, can't do it. Don't think I can.
You did a good one before where we did like twins and shit.
$1 million.
$1 million.
Yeah, there we go. You just need the like the trigger phrase to get yourself into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be looking at Junior today.
I'm a trash man.
I eat garbage.
I eat garbage. And I throw garbage all over the ring.
Before we get into Junior, Aiden, why don't you tell us what is Shrekking this week?
It's just
seamless.
It gets worse and worse. By the end of this episode, it's going to be like, I'm horny.
It's literally just like...
Right. So I have two articles... And you'll see why
you have to do
in
it
a second.
As Arnie. No, I'm kidding. The whole thing. Your voice would be destroyed.
How long do you think it would take people to click off as well?
Yeah.
They probably already have.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah. So the first article is from Bloomberg. And it says, Universal Orlando adds Shrek Trolls to reach, I assume, it's weird. They've like... Shrek, comma, trolls to reach younger kids. I assume they mean Shrek and trolls.
Well, I mean, I was going to make a joke being like, Shrek's an ogre, dumbass. But, I mean, are they saying like trolls as in you're like Shrek. Trolling someone? Is
no,
it not like that?
Like trolls the franchise.
Oh, I thought they were saying that like what's it called again? Orlando?
Orlando Bloom, yeah.
Orlando Bloom? Orlando Bloom World and Shrek were trolling kids or something?
Yeah.
That's a more interesting article. I want to read that.
And Orlando Bloom's like,
somewhere out there, there's a driver that's faster than all these other drivers.
Right, I didn't. For a sec, I had no idea where you were going and I just got it. Yeah.
It's that fucking Brilliant. Gran Turismo film that you refuse to see.
I just don't think
every
it will be.
Trailer that gets released, it looks worse and worse.
I just think it's gonna, it's to me, it just seems meh, like not interesting enough to make me want to talk about it. I'll just be like, yeah, well, I think it's because we've seen the entire film literally in the trailer. They're like, he's a gamer, and then he's put on a training team to do the Formula One, but there's some friction because the Formula One guys are massive knobheads apparently, and but he's the best one, the only one maybe left out of the team because he says we've got one left or something. So we're already there. And he's got to do the race. Maybe he has some hardships, but he's obviously gonna win, so why would I see the film?
But in this latest trailer, they've decided that it's based on a real story.
Oh no, they did say that in the first.
Did they say
well.
That in the real? Oh, okay,
it, like because is... when I was first seeing it in the cinema, like in the ads and stuff, the trailers, they said it based on a real story, and I was like, is it though?
Oh, loosely. I won't bore you with the real story. Based on a true story,
very loosely.
But
anyway, Shrek.
Shrek. So article Bloomberg, Universal Orlando Bloom adds Shrek and trolls to reach younger kids. Comcast unveiled plans for a new DreamWorks themed area. That I see.
Huh? What?
Do you want me to read that again? It's a Comcast unveiled plans for a new DreamWorks themed area. That I see.
Still, what are you doing? Why are you fading away?
Because I didn't realise you have to pay for Bloomberg articles. So it just does that thing so where it fades off. Hence why
I didn't know if it
articles.
Was Discord like cutting you out, and I was like, are you good? Are you there?
No, it's Bloomberg. So I then found like the same article, but on Yahoo News.
Brilliant.
And it's, Universal Orlando Resort will debut an all-new themed land featuring DreamWorks animation characters from Trolls and Shrek to Kung Fu Panda next year. So the new DreamWorks land, coming to Universal Studios Florida, is part of a new group of entertainment experiences hitting the resort in 2024. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Who cares? Yeah. So, yeah. In 2024, there's going to be a DreamWorks land featuring Kung Fu Panda and Shrek. And Trolls.
Damn.
Who gives a fuck about that?
I can't wait for them to do... What was the most recent DreamWorks thing? Was the Ruby Gilman... Was that a DreamWorks or was that a Disney?
Let's look it
what
up.
What were the recent DreamWorks films? Wasn't there a shit DreamWorks film recently?
Well, there is a new Trolls film coming out, which is wild. That's like four now. Is it Ruby Gilman?
Isn't that a thing? Right, let me go all the way down.
Ruby Gilman, baby! It's Ruby Gilman.
Ruby Gilman. Can't wait for them to throw kids underwater. Just chuck them.
Yeah, because Harrison Ford will be there and he's like, I'm the most popular girl in school.
That sounded like Tim Curry. I'm Ruby Gilman, you bitch.
Everybody look at me and my tentacles.
Man, I can't believe you go from Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, to Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken, within the span of about 6 months. Yikes.
No, they keep... fucking throwing out
they
bangers.
Needed I
when
tell
are
you what,
they gonna they, miss
they needed
when are they gonna miss
yeah they needed Puss in Boots Last Wish because the ones before that like the Boss Baby Family Business
hell yeah
they said, had the bad bangers. Guys which I saw a lot of stuff for but I didn't watch it. I saw a lot of people thirst trapping the wolf in that
hell yeah
and then just like sequels to just shit like B-tier properties and then maybe the last good one before that is like How to Train Your Dragon 3 but I still haven't seen it. I can't believe that they're doing a live action How to Train Your Dragon. Why?
What?
Stop doing live action remakes, please. It kills
really?
Me. Yeah, apparently it's in the works. How to Train Your Dragon live action remake.
That's what, so
how
good.
Are you how are you ever going to capture the fucking magic of that show? The only way you could do it is if you do it completely differently and you follow like the actual books rather than the films, because the books are like the little garden dragon, the little tiny little pipsqueak dragons that you see in the films. That's what Toothless is in the books.
Well,
he's this tiny
shit,
little shit. He's the whole point is he's a tiny little shit dragon. And it's all narrated by the audiobooks are all read by David Tennant, and it's fucking great. They're so good. Anyway, we should probably get back to actually talking about what we're talking about.
So Junior.
Yes. So Junior we saw on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, BB.
Which describes it as the laughs don't stop when a male doctor, in brackets, Arnold Schwarzenegger, becomes pregnant after his associate, in brackets, Danny DeVito, talks him into taking an experimental drug as part of a research project. I mean,
that's
they don't really
on point.
I feel
I'd
like,
say the laughs do stop sometimes.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. We'll talk about it, but interesting that the description doesn't really say anything about the main like draw line of the film. But I guess if you pair it with the poster, then I guess you know.
I suppose so.
Yeah, but why don't you give us a little bit of info?
I'd love to. It was made in 1990.
I'd love to, but unfortunately, I can't.
I can't. Yeah, directed by Ivor Reitman, starring Arnie Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito, Stevie Buscemi, Emma Thompson, Frank Langella, and Pamela Reed.
I think you mean Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson, sorry.
It's a TH, buddy. Learn English, all right?
As we've mentioned before, I can't read, and you should be doing this. it had a budget of $60 million, and it made just over $108 million. But, I mean, for a 90s comedy, that's probably pretty good. And lots of people know this film. Like, it's quite infamous.
When I was looking into it, it looked like a lot of people were kind of expecting Twins 2.
I mean, it's a little bit like that.
And it kind of has those vibes, but not as... it kind of has a different angle. We'll talk about it.
It's got 4.7 out of 10 on IMDb, 39% on Rotten Tomatoes, and only 59 Metal Crickets liked it. But fucking, let's get into it.
Are you good?
Yeah, sorry, I was like doing that weird burp hiccupy thing that happened.
I could feel it. I knew exactly what you were doing. I could feel that.
It's like your body's like gasping for a breath, and you're like,
let's get to it, guys. straight into it. I've got to say right off the top, and I would be interested to see if this is another one of these films where we disagree or not. I fucking love this film. I think it's so good. Please tell me you think
the same. It was great. Of course it's fucking great.
We'll get into it later.
But sometimes I'm just like laughing because it's like funny. Sometimes I'm laughing because like it's serious, but it's just it's Arnie, so I can't take it seriously.
Right.
Sometimes, just especially at the end, which we'll get to, just fucking wild off, like fucking wild shit. Like, what the fuck was that,
dude? We will get to it. I cannot wait until we get to it at the end. There is something right at the end of this film. I fucking died. I just lost it, and I was laughing for so long.
I was fucking off the wall. It's just fucking, I don't know. And it's funny how, like, there is a bit where I was like, it made me feel uncomfortable because it's like, it's like because of, it's weird because this whole, like, it feels like a very today issue now. Whereas at the time, it obviously was like, a man having a baby. And now it's like...
I feel like we'll talk about it, but I actually felt like this film felt more progressive than it did like, oh, look how funny this is. It's a man who's carrying a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
It actually felt like more... Because I think, like you said, there's less comedy to it than you would think that there is.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah, it's like it's become more progressive as time's gone on. Because at the time, like, I imagine this coming out in the 90s and people were like, what?
Yeah.
And now people are like,
Arnold Schwarzenegger, literally, like, at the time, one of the biggest fucking, like, testosterone pumped, massive, muscly, predator hunting dude. And you have him in drag, impregnated, actual M-preg. Like, bro. That was quite funny when I said to Raisa, we're going to watch this, and she was like, ah, love an M-preg. I was like, I mean, that's what this is.
It's good. First off, like, so, I think there's more context to it, but the film starts, it's Arnie's having a dream. And he's like in a library, and I was just like, damn, the fucking 90s were a different time. Like, because he has this dream, and there's just like a baby on the library counter. I was like, damn.
Just with like a picnic, not picnic, like
a changing mat.
A changing mat, that's the word. Just sort of out on the thing, and he's just like lying in the center of it, yeah.
I was like, yeah, in the 90s, you could just leave your baby in a library, and Arnold Schwarzenegger would just come look after it for a bit.
My note just said, Arnie, do not walk off with that baby.
Yeah, whose baby is this? He just picked it up. He's like, this is mine.
Well, no, because the thing is, he's like, he hears this baby crying. He goes up to it, and he's like,
hello, whose baby is this? Someone, anyone, hello, whose baby is this?
And then he picks the baby up, and the baby starts pissing everywhere. And he's like, no,
the baby.
And then he's like running around the library like,
hello, whose baby is this? He's pissing.
And then and then he just turns the corner, and then there's loads of babies, and then he wakes up.
Yeah. And I was like, and I can't really, like, I know his invention. So for context, he's invented a, like, magic serum that essentially make it. It's like a hormone thing, right? So it means that if you just, like, I mean, we'll get into it when he does it. But if you just fucking drink a fertilized egg, if you drink this magic serum, it'll mean that you can. What's the word? Like,
no. So I think that what the serum does, the point of the whole thing is that they're trying to experiment with a serum that will prevent miscarriages. That's like the whole point of the serum. In the beginning.
What?
Yeah, that's the whole point. So the whole thing in the beginning.
Okay, so wait.
No, this is why we'll get into it.
That makes way less sense then.
I know it does. I know.
This film, I was like, wow, I mean, like, this is some, like, wild technology, but yeah, this is quite clever. No, what?
No, the whole point of this drug that he is developing, and Danny DeVito's like doing the businessy side of things, and Arnie's the scientist, which again, a great, another great kind of example of Arnie just playing a role that he wouldn't normally play. Like, there's very few times where he gets like physical.
But also, Danny DeVito, Danny DeVito, I literally had the note like, finally, Danny DeVito is playing a smart guy and not just a sleaze. Like, it's nice. He's a little bit of a sleaze. Literally, he comes on screen, he's like being all intelligent, and then like literally the next scene, he's like, "Bada bam," and I'm like, "Ah, there he is."
Yeah,
he's back.
Yeah, but yeah, no. So the whole point of this is they're on trials where they're testing it on chimpanzees, and the whole point is that they're preventing miscarriages and basically making it so that the birth is, not the birth, but the actual pregnancy goes smoothly. There is no issue. Cause he's talking in the beginning about how, you know, with miscarriages, I mean, it's obviously not every case, but the idea being that miscarriages, can happen where the body, thinks it's a foreign object and it kills it with antibodies, basically. Your body kills it, which is fucking sad to think about.
It's horrific.
But so that's what the serum is for, which makes completely less sense. Because, like, I think with this film, you have to separate the... Because it's 90s science logic, where they're just like, it doesn't matter, don't think about it. We just want to make this film. Because none of the actual science will in any way make sense. Because they literally, it's as crazy as it sounds. Because they have this, so the idea is they've got this this drug, they want to get FDA approval, the FDA turn it down, and then go the full 180, and they get zero funding, they literally get kicked out of the laboratory, and they're like, that's it, like, you can go on, do something else with your life, we don't care, you're not doing that anymore, the whole project's been shut down. And then, of course, Danny DeVito's like, come on, we can make $1 million! and he's like trying to convince Arnie that actually they can get this sorted. Because I think Danny DeVito is like a... He's something to do with...
He's a doctor. Like, I can't... There's an actual term for doctors that that do pregnancy.
That specialise in pregnancy and birth and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
But he's one of them.
Yeah. But he's kind of a mix of, like, he's a doctor, but also, you know, he'll sit in a suit and talk business and with the big wigs and stuff and all that kind of stuff. So, because in his, like, in his building, you've got just this scene where there's this couple and he's like pointing out it, the camera like pans across all of these like porn tapes and he's like, nah, he's got everything he needs right here and this and that and the other. You guys will be very happy. And it's just like, it's one of those rooms that they put you in so that you can, jack at a cup basically, but you can like, use it for fertilization, look at for, do it for IVF, or you can, I don't know, donate it or something, you know, whatever. I call it the wank room. But he just seemed very excited about, there was like that kind of, again, kind of comedic, I guess, element of the film where he just pauses for a little too long where he's just like, all right, you guys enjoy. Then he's like looking at them for a second. He's like, he's going to love it. It's going to be great. And they're like, okay, yeah, cool. And he's just like, all right, get jerking. I'll see you later. But their funding gets turned down, and then Danny DeVito is like, hey, look, if you really want to do advancements in science and be crazy, crazy famous and rich and everything, we've got to do the experiment on ourselves, more specifically on yourself. And Arnie's like, are you joking me? That's not possible. That can't work. Like, you can't just put a baby in me. It's not going to happen. And then he's like, what? But it can, though, and it does.
See, that's why I was confused, because I thought the whole thing was like, I got the whole thing where it's like, it basically mean that the science means that it was like a form of like a super form of IVF. That's what I thought it was, because I thought it was like,
Anyone can carry a baby,
like,
with it.
Yeah, because it's just like they've figured out a way to grow the cells without needing a womb, essentially.
Right.
So I thought it was like, therefore you can give it to men or women because it just needs because he keeps taking this like top-up hormone drug thing. And I thought that was like, yeah, he just needs to keep taking it so that it's like a stable housing for the
right or whatever. You were getting way too sci-fi for it.
Yeah, because I was like,
you were giving it too much sci-fi credit.
Because I was like, yeah, that makes sense, because like, I guess the original point was like, so if your womb couldn't house a baby, or like you'd lost your womb for whatever reason, then you could just still have the baby. You like, this is like, yeah, like you said, it's
like a miracle drug that can just
it's getting rid of the risk of miscarriages and all sorts.
I'm pretty sure that the whole point of the drug originally was just prevents miscarriages and helps babies come to term.
So then they're just like, and I'll just put it in Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, imagine pitching this. They're like,
well, no, but this is, oh, so I've got a thing that I'll read in a minute, sort of when we get to a good point for it, about one that was written by one of the executive producers about how we got this together.
Oh,
and I thought it was really interesting. But I'll get to that.
Okay. Well, so anyway, right.
I mean,
so,
the whole, how it works, their logic for this is literally like, he's got Arnold laying down and he's like, okay, so there's like this cavity there's like a specific place in your body where there's like a small cavity. Because the whole idea originally was that He was never going to carry it to term. He only had to carry it to 3 months so that it would pass that point of like the early, that kind of, that stage where I assume,
right.
Again, I don't know everything about it, but that I assume that miscarriages are most likely and all that sort of stuff. Like that was all that they needed to do. So he was like, all you need to do is just carry it for that amount of time. Interestingly as well, because like you said, I think it would have caused a much bigger stir today, that he was, the original idea was Danny DeVito was like, and then you can just stop taking the drug we've created and your body will just break down the embryo and it will just dissolve, like it'll just filter into your system and be gone. Essentially abortion. Yeah, so that was the whole idea, and he literally just injects it into him. And I'm just like, the whole time, I'm like, bro, where's the womb? Like, it's not even, the baby isn't even connected physically to him. You know what I mean? How's it get its nutrients?
On top of his abs.
They
do an x-ray, and it's just like in front of all his, like, there's no womb. It's just sat on top of his intestine.
I mean, yeah, it would be behind his, because it's a massive fuck off needle that he does. So I think it's just like above the intestine somewhere where there's like just like a little gap or something.
No, that's what I'm saying. They do an x-ray. You see on a computer, like a, you know, sci-fi, the, you know, 90s.
They do the ultrasound.
No, they do a 90s like a CGI diagram of Arnie's body. And it's just like a human skeleton with all its vital organs. And, like, you see the intestine. And then there's just, like, a fetus on top of, like, where his intestines would be. So it's literally just, like, a layer of fat. But instead of it being fat, it's a baby.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
It's good stuff. There's the love interest, like, literally bursts onto the scene. She, like, bursts through the door, trips up, and
she's the clumsy,
right? This is something I have a problem with, because I was like, why can't we just have, it's just such of the time, it's like she can't just be an intelligent female scientist, like it's every time, like if you're she has to be a klutz. Or, like, she has to be something. You can't just be a smart woman, you have to have another layer. Whereas Arnie can just be the scientist.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's true.
It's just... Yeah.
I think that they do give her... there is more depth to her that we do see.
Yeah, especially towards the end.
But yeah, that is... Yeah, especially towards the end. Yeah, she has some really good... She has some good lines. Once the kind of the curtain falls and she sees she understands what's going on and stuff. She has some great lines.
Yeah.
That again just seems so progressive for the, I was like, bro, this was 94.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's good stuff though. So she bursts onto the scene and she literally like, this is a bit more 90s. She like fucking, she bursts through the door, trips up. Arnie like sort of catches her.
And she stops like, her. She's got like a big box, cryo box that she slides in on. She's trying to protect it.
And Arnie lands on the floor and she lands on top of him. And she's like, I might just give him a little kiss. She's like, oh, thank you for catching me. And then she just gives him a little kiss. And then she's like, that was nice. I might just kiss him again. And Arnie, justified, by the way, is like, get the fuck off me. I was like, what the fuck? Wait, she's just like, oh, thanks for catching me. God, aren't you?
Well, it wasn't for catching her. It was for stopping her. Because she's
stopping her cryo thing.
Yeah, because it's like super fragile, like this, all this cryo stuff. And she's literally just like, she jumps on the top of it as it starts falling down a ramp because she's trying to like stop it because it's her entire, you know, fucking research and everything. And then Arnie kind of stops it by being in the way, but and then she flies off of it and onto him, and she's like, "Oh my god, thank you so much!" Thank you. But yeah, she just, I was a bit surprised at that. She just like gives him a bunch of like kisses, like smack on the lips, and he's
yeah,
like, "Fuck off, get off me,
get the fuck off me, bitch!"
Yeah. And then just chucks her.
But yeah, it's yeah, and he's in the beginning as well. Arnie is just completely like he is just a robot. He's Mr. Scientist who doesn't have any emotions and stuff like that. So that they can contrast it later when he
he has to have female hormones to feel anything.
Well, yeah, well, just he's every time he's taking the like every 4 or 6 hours, he's taking a little shot of this fucking drug, but it's mixed in with like estrogen and all this kind of stuff. He's literally going like under hormone therapy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But basically, you have this whole thing. They go through the procedure, and he's like, "Cool, we're going to see how it goes." Because again, the whole point is that he's like, "Oh, it doesn't matter," and the science obviously isn't. But he's just like, "Well, it doesn't matter." That like the drug doesn't differentiate whether you're a man or you're a woman or whatever. All we need to do is prove that it will prevent a miscarriage within the first like 3 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Never mind, you know, none of the organs are actually there. like he's not a person who's able to conceive. But sure, like I said, you just have to just separate the science from the story. And then the story is, if you just focus on the story, you forget about the science side of things. It is actually like, it's a nice genuinely story. Very, very
it's
good.
Good.
Then we have the dream, the nightmare dream.
The nightmare dream.
Fuck me. It's the Gold. One thing, it's so, so apart from the rest of this film. None of the rest of this film is like this.
Well, apart from the bit at the end.
Well, I mean,
Arnie's having a nightmare, or not? It doesn't start out of being a nightmare. There's just like some very weirdly sexualized nurse that comes in with his baby, and I was like, is she gonna like? Are they gonna start making out or something? It was really weird. It was very like,
I don't know whether
sexual
it was just
tension.
I don't know whether it was just supposed to be like this perfect, everything was like this perfect kind of angelic thing. So yeah, she was just this weirdly like, I don't know if she said anything, but
no, she was just this
dressed up nurse that floats in with a baby.
Yeah. And he's like, "Oh, it went well, my baby." And then she hands it to Arnie and they've just fucking like, shitly cut and pasted Arnie's face onto this baby. And it looks
bad. The Arnie
but
baby.
So good at the same
It looks
time.
Like Chucky. It looks like Chucky. It's terrifying. It's
so
like this hideous baby with a malformed Arnie face compressed onto it, like somebody's just molded and squished it in, and it goes, "Mommy!" Just like, oh my fucking god. This film could have gone in a completely different direction, dude.
Oh,
god,
man.
It could have been a fucking horror. So that child, like, trying to possess his soul or something, you know? Trying to eat his soul. Fuck me.
But yeah, like, he... So they kind of get to the 3 months, and then they do the thing where he's like,
"I want to keep the baby."
well, there's a few. I think there's a few things before.
Yeah, there's some notable things in between.
Like when they
discover
that he's pregnant, basically.
Yeah, or even before then. But the B plot is that. Danny DeVito's ex-wife is pregnant with what you think at the start is a member of Aerosmith, but then it turns out at the end that it was like...
It was their personal trainer.
Yeah, personal trainer. but because of that, Danny DeVito comes out with one of the greatest line in cinematic history. Only that wouldn't be wouldn't be anything if it wasn't delivered by Danny DeVito. Because he's incapable of saying Aerosmith. He keeps saying Arrowsmith. And then he just goes like, she's like, I'm pregnant, and he's like all happy because she's pregnant. And she's like, no, it's not yours. It's, someone else I slept with. They're famous. He's on tour with Aerosmith or whatever. Danny DeVito says, wanna Aerosmith nut you up? And I was like, I want that as my ringtone.
Wanna Aerosmith nut you up?
There are some great fucking quotes in this movie. I mean, you start getting all of the kind of, and again, they're not played to be super comedic, because they are like kind of, in essence, because it's Arnie and because obviously it's the joke of like, oh, he's going through all of the stereotypical pregnancy kind of stages and stuff, and it's just that kind of comedy of being like, oh, now he's doing the bit that where this happens, so yeah. He has like morning sickness and all this kind of stuff. You've got the bit where he's watching like a show on TV and he's crying because he's like so emotionally attuned to it, and then Danny DeVito is like what, you crying? And he's like,
she was daddy's little girl. Now he's giving her away.
But because it's like that's funny in the 90s. And now you're like, yeah, that man's crying. You know, like, it's changed.
Yeah. Oh, no, 100%. But also it's like all throughout all of this film, whenever you see him going through these different stages and whatever, because it's not like, kind of, it's never like a big caricature of this sort of situation. It's like he's genuinely going through it. And so you feel like a sense of endearment towards it, because yeah, it's like he's crying to the thing and you're like, oh, he's getting all sad because he's got, you know, he's got all the hormones and he's pregnant and he's watching the thing and he's getting all sad about it. Like, oh. And it's not you're not like laugh out loud, like, ah, he's bloody, look at him, what a woman. You know what I mean? Like in the 90s or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, but there's just such great quotes. Like when they actually find out, they do like the test, and he kind of gets like it's kind of like the piss test to see if he is pregnant.
Yeah.
And Danny DeVito holds up the little vial that's like dark blue and he's like, you may be crazy, but you're also pregnant. I was like, brilliant.
There's another one that he says. I can't remember at what point. It might be when he's trying to convince him. But Danny DeVito goes, come and take your place in the Pantheon. And I was like, that just makes me think of Kingdom Hearts. Just like, feels like, come on, come to the Colosseum.
Oh, talking of Kingdom Hearts, there is one line. Did we talk about, I don't think we talked about this on the podcast, right? I don't think we've had the context or the opportunity. There is one line in the Mulan world, it's a complete side tangent, where this is a game from 2005, where Goofy realizes what's going on when they first meet Mulan, and I don't think Mulan's like in a soldier's outfit or anything. I can't remember because they knew Mushu before, whatever. But the point is, they're calling her a different name, and then they're like, what's going on? And then Goofy just goes, oh, I get it. You're pretending to be a boy.
Oh, Goofy, no.
Oh, man. You're like, no, 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 no.
I get it. You're pretending to be a boy.
It's like, oh, man. The list of crimes against Goofy.
We were playing, because for context, we've been playing Kingdom Hearts together. I've never played it, and it's one of your favorite franchises.
Yeah.
And I fucking died.
Just lost it.
I lost
it. You just don't expect it. It comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, he just comes out with it. And Donald and Sora are like, Goofy, you can't say that.
He's like, oh, come on, Sora. Back me up here. Anyway, look.
Sorry.
Anyway, tangent. But the point is, with this one, like I said, it doesn't feel like they're kind of taking the mick out of it. It's just like the comedy just comes from the situation of you know, he's Arnold, but he's going through these different stages, and it's not kind of like a, you know, ha ha, look how ridiculous he looks, or any of this kind of stuff.
There was one bit which made me like uncomfortable, not because not so much because of the film, but because I'm like, that felt really like it just felt so real,
right?
And I was like, oh fuck, that's like that feels like it's so weird because it was made in the 90s. It's like obviously not the intention. But, like, if this was made now, you'd be like, oh, God, that's so on the nose. Like, for how people thought. It's like, so it's a Danny DeVito when he finds out that Arnie wants to keep the baby and have the baby. And he goes, you're a guy, Alex. This is totally against the natural order. Guys do not have babies. We leave that to the women. And I was like, that's like.
I got that as a quote.
That's like
on
Twitter.
Here.
Yeah. That's like, I got on Twitter and I feel sick.
He literally, he goes, that's the natural order of things. Guys do not have babies. We leave that to the women. I was like, Danny DeVito, no.
It's just like anti-trans propaganda. Fuck me.
That's the thing, because it was past this, because he said that. And at this point in the film, you don't really know where the intention of the film is and where it's going to end up. So it wasn't until after and we'll get to it in a minute, but it wasn't until a certain point after that where I was like, oh shit, okay, I understand like where this film is coming from, like I understand where the intent is from this film, and I was already like, you know, I already thought like, oh, this is pretty good, and the Danny DeVito bit, I was like, oh, where's it gonna go? And then I was just like, oh wow, this is fucking great. I would not have expected this. I really enjoy this. But you've got stuff like Arnie goes to an event, and it's just the whole thing of like, you know, how people they say that women, they kind of, they glow when they're pregnant, and they sort of look radiant and all this kind of stuff and that kind of thing. And he goes to the event, and literally like the guy who was like the head of the board that was funding them and shit is there. And Emma Thompson's character is there, and they're literally like speechless. Like he walks in and it's not over dramatized. It's like the perfect amount where they just kind of, he says hi to the board guy and he's just like, taken aback, and he's looking at him like he's trying to figure it out, and he's just like, I've got the quote where he just goes, Alex, you look radiant. Like, brilliant, like that's good, like. And again, it's not like you've got the fucking laughing track behind it and it's just like, you look like a boy or whatever, you know what I mean? It's not that kind of thing. It's just this, it's almost like they didn't really want to do a lot of like the comedy side of things, and they just wanted to have like this. There's kind of the comedy is a lot more underneath, it's hard to describe.
I would say that I think that's a product of what it is. I think because it's just because of the time it was made and how things have progressed. So I think that this would have been like. Like, if we were watching this in 1994, with the opinions of 1994, this would be a much more slapstick comedy. I don't think the intention... I don't believe the intention was, like, to be...
Well, because I'll read you the thing
super
as well.
Progressive and be, like...
No, I don't. I genuinely. I'll read you the thing in a minute about what this guy said, which I thought was interesting.
Okay.
But
read it now.
I don't know because I'll get to it now. But just because because it's not a case of it being like literally slapstick, you know. Oh, he's a guy, but he's got a bump, and he's like, oh. Whoopsie! I'm struggling to. Ooh, I'm wobbling in these high heels because I'm a woman now. Oh, I'm falling over or something. You know, it's not like anything
it's
ever
cleverer than that.
Nothing ever felt. I think from what I could see from it, nothing ever felt disrespectful because you can tell. Like we've done so many episodes of things where we're like, oh, you can tell that it's from the time and it doesn't feel. I didn't feel that from this of it being like. Because, you know, you have a bit of that where Danny DeVito says, you know, that's an all natural lot of things. Guys, you know, don't have babies and stuff. But that kind of almost then felt like that was in there to, because you know, they kind of show all the different points of view that people have on that sort of thing where they're like, oh, he's saying this, but in the end he does get proved wrong. And
yeah,
it felt a lot more progressive. So I'll pull it up because it's an article that's taken from, so there's a publication called Fatherly, which is apparently a publication for modern fathers looking to make the best of a good situation. Don't know what that means, but it's reposted onto a different thing, but it's taken right from there basically. And it was, originally by one of the executive producers. And it's titled How I Got Arnold Schwarzenegger to Star in My Movie About a Pregnant Guy. But it just starts with this quote where he says, it takes the strongest man in the world to do a woman's job. And he said that was his pitch to Arnold. And he was like, what's the job? And then he said, having a baby. And then immediately Arnold was like, I am the man for the job. And he was just like, yeah, absolutely. Like, 100% I'll do this. Cause I mean, he talks about certain things, which we'll get to in the rest of the thing as we get there in a bit anyway. But he talks about how they originally had three people lined up in the end for the role, but they said that like casting Arnie's like role took quite a while. He said Hollywood was not ready for this idea. Male agents refused to give the script to their clients, and when they did, we were told that actors were repulsed. However, there were three actors. It's kind of phrasing it like it calls back to what you said earlier. There were three actors who got their yin and yang together, kind of saying, you know, they actually found some people. But according to his agent, Mel Gibson was ready to do the movie until he found out that his church disapproved and thought it was an unnatural act, right? Woody Harrelson loved the script, but he just returned from a trip of spiritual enlightenment in Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the studio didn't think he was a big enough star. And then there was like somebody else, Andrew Dice Clay. I don't particularly, I can see him on here. They've got like a gif of him, but I don't particularly know him in much. But I don't know how that ended up sort of not really working.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? Like, that is such a fucking Mel Gibson doing this.
Yeah.
Shit. Like,
yeah.
I know.
But it seems like Mel Gibson. It doesn't seem like the intention at the time from looking at this.
I mean, who knows, but it doesn't seem like
the intention was, oh, let's make a hilarious slapstick movie about a man who gets pregnant. How ridiculous is that? Especially with how the movie kind of ends and the message of it and stuff, feels like they're like, oh, you know, that's the gag and that's the kind of the hook line, like, oh my God, he's pregnant. What? That's crazy. And then you watch it and you're like, this is actually quite a beautiful movie. This is really, because you know he wants to keep the kid and you know we'll go through it, but you kind of see it's that transformation of this figure that you see as this huge masculine like testosterone stereotype become somebody more fluid and more kind of understanding of. They kind of I'm not saying that the movie itself breaks down the barriers between genders, but it's like, you know what I mean? It's not like it's revolutionary or anything, but it feels like something where you're like, wow, you kind of, maybe somebody who wouldn't necessarily understand this straight away and be like, oh, it's ridiculous. And then they'll watch it and be like, well, that was all right. Wasn't bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm with you, actually. Yeah. I still think that it's probably like
there's going to be bits.
Well, I think that I still think there are bits that are like, if you're in the 90s, you like, we are like bits that we watched and were just like unreactive to.
Yeah.
That we're just like, yeah, I mean, okay, now he's got morning sickness and like he's got a big belly. Whereas in the 90s, be like, he's got morning sickness.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I mean, don't get me wrong, the reactions of like the audience in the 90s, 100% would be different.
Yeah.
Or largely different, which is, again, probably a reason why, I mean, it did well, didn't do like amazingly well. And then we're reviewing it on here because it didn't get like super good reviews and stuff, which obviously I think is not great.
Yeah.
So obviously, yeah, the reaction is definitely different. But
yeah, for sure.
But it is really interesting seeing how kind of avant-garde it is, you know, ahead of its time.
There is something I did like. Emma Thompson, her name is Diana. I know that because I wrote it down in one of my notes.
Yeah,
and maybe her name isn't Diana. But I've
Emma Thompson.
Yeah, Emma Thompson. Is like, so her whole scientific thing is that she's cryogenically freezing eggs.
Yeah.
You know, hen's eggs, duck eggs.
this is one thing because, I mean, I'll chime in a minute. Sorry, I'll let you finish
what happened. Which I did question because I was like, because that, I know that's a thing now. And I was like, was that not a thing in the 90s? Like,
I don't know. I don't know when.
Because
this
I was like, either that wasn't a thing, and now it is, or maybe I've like missed. Like, maybe there's another layer that I've just missed.
So I don't know whether. Yeah, because she, whenever she talked about it, she didn't seem to talk about the freezing itself as if it was like some revolutionary thing. Or something she'd invented.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think the point was that she was doing something that just required her to have these things frozen.
Right, okay.
And whatever her research was, that was just a requirement part of that.
They just needed her to be there, like in the lab, and they needed her to provide the egg. So they were like, the rest of it doesn't matter. But obviously to impregnate Arnie, they needed to, they need the sperm, which is Arnie's sperm.
Yeah. I guess. So that was the question I had where I was like, cause we don't see them like, I mean, obviously you don't see them like getting the
Danny
sperm.
DeVito just fucks Arnie.
But like, you don't see them. Procure the sperm. $1 million, baby. you just see them like basically inject the sperm onto the egg on like a petri dish. But because at first I was like, oh, so what was she cryogenically freezing? Like, did she have both together, or was it just the egg? And obviously it was just the egg. And like, okay, right. So it was just Arnie's sperm. So he was like, we've got a bunch of wank rooms here. Just go and have a toss and then we'll get going. And he was like,
I will do what I must.
towards the end of the film, like Danny DeVito keeps going like, it's my baby too. And I kept catching myself and I was like, Did Danny DeVito
do this? No, it was Arnie.
He just topped up. He just topped up the mix.
Every time he was like, "It's my baby too," and I was like, "It's Arnie."
I think I don't know whether all the times he said that. I think it was later on when they go to
it's right at the end.
I don't know where it is that they go to, but it's like a place where you have loads of women who are all close to term.
Is it a natural birthing facility or something like that?
Something, I'm not sure exactly, you've got loads of women, and they were pretending to be a couple. You've got Arnie in like full drag, by the way, killed it.
We'll get to that stuff.
Oh, brilliant. He absolutely killed it.
But
I think it was because of that he was like saying it's my baby too, because they were just trying to keep the cover.
Right, okay. Okay. No, but then he says, no, because when they're driving away, he's like, it's my baby too.
I thought it was when he was getting him in the car.
No, he's saying it because, because then he's like, because they kind of give it away that he's a man, but he's having a baby. Because while they're getting in the car, he's saying, like, he's referring to Arnie as him, and I can't remember what he says, but he's like,
they have a moment where they're all bundling in the car, and they're like, just get him in the car, and we'll, But I don't, I mean, I don't know.
What was I fucking talking about? Shit. So she's got the egg, and so Arnie's like, okay, we need to fertilize, or we need an egg to fertilize and put in me. And he's like, Danny DeVito's like, oh yeah, I got one from a colleague. She donated it, whatever. And what it transpires to be is that Danny DeVito broke into the fucking, like, cryogenic freezer and stole Emma Thompson's egg and impregnated it with Arnie's sperm. And quite rightly, like, Emma Thompson goes fucking apeshit.
Oh yeah,
because she's saying like how immoral,
yeah,
and totally fucked up. How fucked up it is. She's now like technically having a baby with Arnie that she didn't want, and like, or maybe wanted somewhere down the line.
Didn't know about.
They've taken away, like, she says in the film, like, she froze her eggs because of like. You never know what's going to happen, and like because of her age and stuff, she wanted that option because she's always wanted to have that option. And then they've just fucking broken into the facility and nicked it.
Yeah,
so quite rightly, she is like losing her fucking shit. And I was like, this is good stuff.
Yeah,
don't fucking have her flip. Because, like, a much worse... And thankfully, she doesn't. Or, like... she does. But it's not
as
just,
in
like...
flippers in, like, come around?
Come around.
Yeah.
I was like, don't have her come around to this. Don't have her do a flip. Yeah, don't have her do a backflip, and then Arnie's like, I bought you some flowers. And she's like, I'll have this baby with you, Arnie.
And then they kiss.
I was like, fuck off. Don't do that. And I was like, props to them. So they go to this facility, and Arnie looks like muscly Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah. That was in the, I think I closed it now. That was in that article as well, that the guy, there was two reasons I wanted to talk to you about that article as well, on top of that. Because one of them was that that executive producer guy, he was disappointed in the media, like, campaign, like, the marketing campaign, because they didn't put Arnie in drag. Like, he wanted them to put Arnie in, like, the full drag, Mrs. Doubtfire style. and have that up there, which they didn't do. But also, apparently, this film is the reason why Arnie got given, like, the fucking key to the city in, like, Austria or something. Fuck, let me go back on that article. Give me it. Yeah, so the mayor of this city in Austria, where Arnold grew up, that's where it was. So the mayor of the city in Austria where Arnold grew up loved the film so much that he gave him the key to the city.
Oh, nice. That's
how cool is that? But like the fact that it's all of the stuff that Arnie's done.
And this is the one
that he was just like, I love this, and gives him the key to the city. Again, in the 90s, dude, this is good shit.
Yeah, this is good. This is all wholesome stuff. Also, Skylar White's in the facility.
Oh my god, I have a note that just says, my name is Skylar White, yo.
I just fucking wrote Skylar White three times all in capitals. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was like, it just, you know, all those memes where it just like hard cuts to like a cat that vaguely looks like Mike from Breaking Bad, and it's like, I was like, it just shows her, it cuts to black, and it's that. That's the end. But before
they go to the facility, though, that's when, so you have that whole thing where she finds out, because Arnie didn't even know, his character didn't even know where the embryo came, where the egg came from. So obviously it's a shock to him as well, and he's trying to like apologize to her, and like you said, you have that really good speech where she's like, this is such a man thing to do. She says about like how it was the one thing that we had, or that I had.
Yeah, and you fucking
and you've taken that from me. Like, it's the one difference that I had. Yeah. It's obviously not the one, but you know, she's ranting and just exploding because she just found out this news. But in that scene, because the big board executive guy from before, because he kind of plays like a very brief antagonist kind of character, because he finds out that it's Arnie who's pregnant, and he's like, this is, what the fuck, this is incredible. Like, he's seeing fucking cash money, because he's like, we could impregnate a guy, we could do anything. We can make money out of this. So he shows up and basically says to Arnie, like, you and this baby are the property, because of the contract you had with the university or whatever, you're the property of this university now. And it's funny because he like tries to kind of, you know, square up to him, but he's still Arnold Schwarzenegger. So he picks the guy up and fucking throws. Oh yeah, because the guy picks up what's her face, Emma Thompson's character. She gets in the way and she's like, "No, you're not touching him." And it's great because it's, again, there's so many times they do this where they, I think it's one of the reasons why it's so good, because all of the characters around Arnold's character, unless they've got like a slimy character that's deliberately supposed to be like that, none of them ever don't accept him immediately for what and who he is.
Yeah.
Like whenever when he was briefly at the doctor's thing before with all the women, and the excuse that Danny DeVito gives where he's like, oh, he thinks he's pregnant and we're doing a psychological test thing, blah, 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 whatever. None of them are like, you're pregnant, are you? They're just like, oh, so like, is it your first time and all this kind of stuff? And he's just talking to them. And obviously there's comedy in the fact that like, it's the dramatic irony that, you know, that he actually is and they think he isn't, but you know, whatever. But it's not just like they're sat there laughing and pointing fingers and stuff. They're just nice to him. They just treat him like completely respectfully and everything. And the same when the guy storms up to him at this point and confronts him and says, you know, your property or whatever. One of the scientists that's in the background comes like as he's storming up. She walks up behind Arnie and she's like, don't you touch him.
And she's holding a pipe.
And she's holding like a piece of pipe. And it's exactly the same kind of feel of a thing where you have like a pregnant woman and then people are like, how dare you approach a pregnant woman like this or whatever. Yeah. And they treat him like that. So it feels genuine and it feels real in the world. But yeah, so Arnie just picks him up and fucking throws him across the floor and he crashes into shit and he goes flying. And this was the bit that really solidified it for me, because Arnie just turns around and looks at him and he goes, "My body, my choice." And I was right. Like,
that was the fucking wildest shit. I just,
I was like, fuck, I've never, that was like the biggest juxtaposition I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. I never in a million years thought I'd see Arnie going that, like...
There's one at the end, which is buddy, more than that.
Oh, yeah, no, that was fucking wild on a different scale. But just Arnie going, my buddy, my choice.
But it just, he delivers it. And again, in that article, the guy talked about it. And he was like, nobody, like, he delivered, he was the perfect choice for that. He delivers that so well, but like in the sense, like it's just such a, in the midst of like everything this film is, everything that's going on, and it's just Arnie and he's saying that. And it's this perfect thing where I was just like, it caught me so off guard. I was like, oh, like that's so good. I didn't even know that. Obviously, now that's just completely commonplace. You hear people saying that all the time, but unfortunately, it's always in the midst of a argument between, you know, whether people think it's right or wrong for like abortions and things like that, and all this kind of stuff.
Well, it's it's lots of things.
Lots of stuff. Like it's you know, how people look, how people dress. Like, but it's. I mean, I was thinking more in the context of what this film is about, but like. You see that all the time now. It's a very commonplace, like you've heard it a lot because it's a very valid point that people make. But to hear that then and to hear him say that, that was the bit for me that solidified how I saw the intentions of this film. Where it didn't seem, again, because everybody just supports him in it, it doesn't feel like it's taking the mic, like he's doing the, oh, have him say that fucking line that all those bloody women say. Oh, you know, my body, my choice. All right, love. It's none of that. It's just him being like, no, fuck you. Throw you across the room. My body, my choice. You don't touch me, bitch. And you're like, ooh, ooh, Arnie, god damn.
It does. I think that article that you've read does give a lot more context.
Yeah.
Because I did think... like, I was like, with that article, I see it in a different light. At the time, I was like, that it made me laugh because it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. But I did feel a bit like, that did feel a bit like, almost like a backhand to me.
Right.
Because I saw it in that.
Because you're bigoted.
Because I'm a bigot. And I was like, hang on, he's a bloke. No, because I did feel like it was a, oh, that's what women say, so but Arnie said
right.
But now, but now that you've said that, obviously, that now I see it in a different light. Which is interesting, because that is very progressive. Like, I thought this was pretty progressive anyway. And I still think that it's more progressive now than it was in the 90s. But
for sure, because the context of the world has changed.
It's interesting that that's like, that was the intention the whole time. Like,
I genuinely think it was. And like I said, because of, I think that's what I was trying to figure out before as we were talking about it, and I wasn't sure, but like the reactions of everyone around him. And the way that they treat him, because that's so important to the context of the film and how you're sort of setting everything up for the audience. If you have all of these other people around him who are supporting him and being like, no, you back off. Like, 100%, we immediately respect him and treat him for who and what he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's what the difference for me.
Okay, so this bit, it's not the bit that I know that you're... eagerly dying to talk about this, so am I. But a bit which fucking like destroyed me, I watched this about four times. It's because it's just so funny. I just couldn't. And I don't think it's meant to be funny, which made it even more funny to me. It's because it's when Emma Thompson goes to the facility and Arnie's dressed as Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mm.
And she they're having another serious conversation about the implications of what well, Danny DeVito has done, but by yeah. proxy, so has Arnie. But yeah, it's the bit where so she's having this conversation, and it's she like Emma Thompson is really good in well, she's good in this in general, but at that specific point, she was like, what she's saying is like really truthful and a very justified point, but it's also really emotional because she starts talking about like. She says like the line, I think it's like, I always thought that I would be like, and she kind of
she
like
cuts her off, voice. Right?
Her voice breaks and she's like saying, I always thought I would be the mother. And it's like really, it's really like poignant, but I just fucking couldn't because it'd be like a good 15, 20 seconds of Emma Thompson coming out with this emotional, deep spiel, and then it would just do the reverse shot of fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger as, like, Mrs. Doubtfire goofy-looking wig. It's just so funny.
Because it's such a serious moment.
Yeah, and I was like, there's no way that this was intentionally funny. Like, because it's just
no,
like,
not
he's
in that
looking sad, she's looking sad, it's poignant, and she's like, you've taken away my choice, and then it just cuts to his goofy looking face.
And he's like,
I rewound it so many times. I didn't even
think about it.
Oh, man. I feel, because we rented this, I don't know if I still can watch it now.
If I'm
not renting it again, but I would love just to watch that scene back one more time. It fucking got me good.
Oh man.
But so
you get to a point where he kind of quote unquote goes into labor, right?
Yeah, and I was like,
I think I have an idea, or at least I kind of had an idea in my head as to why it was like that. Because you have this bit where he suddenly starts getting all these pains, and it's like he's going into labor, and they have to rush him to, Danny DeVito has to kind of call up one of the surgeons himself and say, you and me are going to do a C-section ourselves, clear everyone else on the floor, like, nobody else is going to see this, whatever. And the guy's like, you're fucking mad, but okay. But they say it a number of times about the baby because of where it's literally placed within his completely non-altered physiology, that the baby's just like getting tangled in his intestines. So I was like, the pain he's experiencing is this fucking baby just like twisting his guts up. It's like, there's no sack. This is the thing, right? Because you have to separate the science from it. Because there is no like sack around this baby to like that's then attached to Arnie on the inside.
Yeah, there's no
or
placenta.
Anything. There's no placenta. There's nothing like that. So this baby's just free balling it inside his guts. Just like, just in amongst his organs, kicking around. This is, I'm like, bro, how did he even survive this? That baby just kicks a fucking lung and knocks the wind out of him. Like, what the fuck?
So I was like,
you have to separate that science from it.
I know. When they were like, we have to do an emergency C-section, I was like, okay, good. Because they just fucking came out with some bullshit that he just naturally birthed it. I was like, no,
dude,
no.
I know. There was a point when I was like, if they do a thing where they rush him in and then they just cut to like a fade to black and then it's him holding the baby, I'm like, he did not shove that out of his penis.
He's just half.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way. So as soon as it's a C-section, I was like, okay. I almost felt like they'd somehow clawed back a slight bit of my, like, disbelieved for me to be like,
yeah,
with a C-section, yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
But I was like, there's no way. Because it's like stuff like morning sickness, and I'm like, how? I mean, I expect they don't really know what causes it anyway, so it could just be because it's to do with the hormones or whatever. But all the sort of stuff where it's like, you know, he gets all the like these pains and things, and is as if his body is kind of changing in the same way, and you know, all the different things to do with the kid. And I'm like, where's the kid getting any of this, the nutrients? where there's no science that you can't look into it, because otherwise you're just like, how?
It's just like when they go like, oh, he's Junior's kicking, and I was like, bro, like if Junior just cooks his fucking liver, and Arnie collapses and has to go to the hospital.
Just dislodges a fucking
a kidney
stone.
Gone.
Oh man, it's so funny. I mean, so, there's the bit where he's when he starts going into sort of labor, and then they're taking him out of the that like free birth clinic.
Yeah.
And there's the bit where he's, because he puts on, and again, this is something that, I mean, maybe at the time people, you know, would have laughed at it or thought that it was kind of, in, you know, intentionally supposed to be like silly or funny. But he puts on a sort of a higher, he doesn't do his deep voice when he's in the clinic with all those other women. He does higher pitched voice and stuff, but it's not like a ridiculous voice that's like, oh, hello, I'm a woman or something that.
Yeah.
It genuinely seems like a voice that a trans person would. So Raisa's, her great aunt actually coaches people who are transitioning on like voice work so that they can work on their voice for, I don't know if it's right to call it their trans voice, but you know what I mean? They're like their like higher pitched voice and all this kind of stuff, like how they would talk with that and to kind of help them pass better and things.
That's so interesting.
Which is a whole interesting thing I didn't really even consider.
No, I sat here like, that's something I've never thought about.
Yeah. It's crazy. And he, just listening to him like that, it just made me think about that. And I was like, that's not half bad. And like, it just comes across, again, it doesn't come across as like, you know, like, again, I'm not saying against Robin Williams's like Mrs. Doubtfire or anything, but him playing her, it's a very different. It's a complete different thing, and he's like, oh, hello, dearest, and it's kind of like a, you know, it is more of a different kind of situation, a different thing. Whereas this, it felt just more genuine, and everybody there just accepted him. They were obviously a bit taken aback at first because he's like, he must nearly be fucking 7 foot and built like a fucking house. And he's like, you know, comes in there and he's like, got baby in my belly. you know what I mean? And so obviously they're taken aback at first, but they're like, absolutely, of course, yeah, like, don't even worry about it. We're here for you, whatever. But when they're taking him away, trying to get him to the hospital, there's a bit where they're going down the stairs and they're trying to help him down and he's like, you know, half rushing. And it's like, oh, and then he goes, oh, shit. It's just so, oh, that bit got me good. It really did, because he just weren't his spit. I even saw it on like the subtitles come up where it says deep voice, oh, shit. But he's like, oh. I just need to get going, and then he stumbles and goes, oh shit. oh, it's brilliant. Like that was, and it doesn't feel, again, it doesn't feel, I mean, not that I, you know, would necessarily be the person to say whether it's offensive or not. It doesn't feel like it was trying to be offensive with that. It's
no,
just,
no,
it was good natured, you know?
Yeah. But, good stuff. So, I mean, yeah, so they go to the thing. Arnie has his C-section. Oh, yeah, the B-plot resolves because Danny DeVito's ex-wife has the baby at the same time.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, let's give it another try. And I was like, yeah, that's a good plan. Build up a broken relationship on a child. That usually works.
The thing is, I mean, because we don't know why they split. I think, right? I don't think they mention it.
No,
I assumed it was because of
things,
him not being able to...
Yeah, I mean, Arnie's staying in his wife's bedroom and he's like, yeah, it's a long... divorce is a long road or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't happen overnight.
There are so many, like, deeper bits in this, like, just small little glimpses into stuff where you're like, somebody understood this, who did this.
Yeah.
They weren't like, oh, the bloody ex-wife, bitch.
Because they're not, it's not a stereotypical movie ex-wife thing where they hate each other. And then at the end they're like, let's give it another try, baby. It's like, they do get on.
Yeah.
And like, she's pregnant, but she turns up because she wants him to be her doctor.
Mm.
And he says like, he doesn't want to because it's awkward, but he's like, no, I can't because we're related. And she's like, bro, we got a divorce. Like, we're not related. And I was like, I mean, wouldn't it? Is that allowed? Like, surely that's a conflict of interest.
It would still be a conflict of interest. They'd probably be like, look, you're going to kill your ex-wife. She's just come to you and said she's had a kid with another guy at the same time as you were maybe together. I don't know.
I don't know.
Because they clearly... Yeah. It does seem like a kind of... Because she's like 7 weeks in, I think she said at the time, the first time she tells him. And he thinks it might have been him because he was like, oh, at this person's wedding or something or whatever, event where we totally banged. And she was like, oh, no, it was someone else. So I was like, okay, so maybe they've kind of had like a not entirely healthy, like on off since they've split up kind of thing.
Yeah, they must
maybe.
Have done because right? like they, it's like. It doesn't seem like they've just got divorced because seven weeks isn't a long time.
Yeah.
So, like, they wouldn't have just slept together and then the next day be like, divorce! So, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they're back together.
And I liked that scene where he was talking to her. It was good performances and it seemed like, you know, quite touching because he didn't want to just assume that he could take on the dad role. He was kind of like, oh, you know, you got your mum, and then she kind of looks at him and he's like, and, you know, maybe I could be the dad. Because he always wanted to be a dad as well. It's like, it's touching.
Yeah. It's all resolved. They've got the baby. Emma Thompson's like, cool with it. And they've got their child.
She said, I'm cool with it.
We get the, because it keeps doing this thing. It's like, it progresses time, so Arnie will be like he's just taken the serum or whatever, and then it's like 4 weeks later, and then it's like 3 months later or whatever. And then they go like, bang, baby's done, 1 year later.
Yeah.
And then we get the wildest fucking shit I've ever seen.
Oh, fuck me, dude. I've been looking forward to talking about this the whole fucking film.
Right, first off, they're sat on a beach, and it's like Danny DeVito's and Arnie's babies were born on the same day, so they both have. There's two cakes, and it's their 1 year birthday, right?
Yeah.
And Arnie's baby is they're sat on a towel with the cake or whatever. And Arnie's baby is sat on the towel, and I could see the baby's foot was in the cake. And I was like, at first I was like, oh, that baby's got a fucking foot in the cake.
Yeah.
Like, no one's stopping that baby putting the... Like, why would you not just move the baby?
Dude, I was like, bro, the feet in the cake, no.
Yeah.
That's my nose.
I was like... Bro, like, why would you not just see that happening and just move the baby? Or just be like, no, don't put your foot in there. Like,
handmade cakes as well. They made them.
Handmade cakes! Handmade cakes. I was like, this is fucking wild.
And it's a chunk. It's not just like, oh, he's dipping his toes. Oh, her toes.
It's the whole foot. It's like they've made the cake around the foot. And so it was one. I was like, surely you're going to eat that cake. Like, why are you,
they are.
Why is no one bothered? Oh, yeah, they are. Because then we get the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Arnie's baby, right? So at first I was like, oh, they must just not have realized when they filmed it that this baby's got the foot in the cake. I guess it'll be one of those things where it will cut to the next shot and the baby's foot won't be in the cake and then the cake will be perfectly fine. But no, because what fucking happens is Arnie's like, oh, baby, you're meant to eat with your hands, not your feet. And then just fucking picks up this baby's foot and fucking sucks the cake off.
Stop. It just is the thing that, like, again, it's so, it's nothing that's, like, creepy or anything like that. It feels like when a parent, you see parents do gross shit with their babies because they're literally like, this baby has thrown up in my mouth without, like, completely unexpectedly and whatever. I've been through the absolute fucking trenches with this baby. If this baby has cake on their hands and there are no wipes, I'm just going to, like, fucking eat the cake off their hands or whatever. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna actually get the cake off their hands with my mouth. Like, it's... But, I don't give a fuck. This is my baby. But off the feet, off the fucking toes, it's just like a one and done. Just, like, mouth around the feet, take the cake off. And I fucking died. Oh, my Christ.
Whose fucking baby is that? It's not Arnold Schwarzenegger's.
Who is walking around right now on the planet Earth and is like, bro, I have my feet sucked by Arnold Schwarzenegger when I was a baby. Who has that as their claim to fame?
It was fucking mental.
Oh, man.
So fucking, I stood up. I was watching it on my bed. I fucking physically had to stand up and be like, what the fuck?
Oh, I fucking died. I genuinely died. I was so funny. I fucking couldn't. I was like, never in my life did I ever think I would watch Arnold suck the toes of a baby.
Lick frosting of a baby.
Oh, Christ.
And then it ends.
And then it just ends. They just walk off on the beach. He just sucked off his baby's toes and he leaves. That's how you leave your movie? That's the last note you want? Oh, man. Oh, fuck, it just gets funnier the more you think about it. It's just so out of the... It just happens so quick. You just don't expect it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I wonder if it's on YouTube.
Probably. Oh, I wonder if people have talked about, like, who was the first... I'm gonna Google this. I'm going to Google.
Who, I'm literally crying.
Who was the baby? Oh, brilliant. Literally on YouTube. There's just a 30-second clip on YouTube. Arnold Schwarzenegger eats cake from a baby's foot. Oh, and everybody, this scene just shows how much, to be fair, the comments, somebody said Rugger Light's the best scene to end the movie. Somebody says, this scene shows how he's more connected to the baby because he gave birth to it. No!
Did you watch it? I can't watch again.
I can't. I don't know if you can hear this that well.
It's the lowest baby with your hands and in your feet.
No!
Oh, man, that's fucking crazy.
I can't do it again.
Oh, man. Oh, why? Dude, there's a comment which says, I think it was a deleted scene with Emma Thompson where at the end of the movie she gets up and steps on the cake with her bare foot. And then he says, do you happen to have that scene by chance?
No, I saw that. Oh. That happens in the thing. It's right at the end during the credits.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm sure I saw that. Because I wrote fuck. That. I was like, did she step in the cake?
Oh, man.
But the
crazy
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's everything.
What happens now?
I wonder if I look on the IMDb cast list, if it'll be like baby whose toes get sucked.
So,
oh Christ, yeah.
If you want to follow us on TikTok. And Instagram, Twitter.
No, not Twitter.
I'm broken.
Oh fuck hell! Yeah, leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah. Leave us the 5 foot
five, one for each toe.
But as always, it's time for. AI wars, baby.
Yeah.
I can't. If you don't know what it is, don't worry about it. I'm fucking dead.
Oh man. Right. I've got two people on IMDb listed as junior. Now, one of them is going to be the newborn baby, and one of them is going to... Oh, no, actually. So they're both... So there are twins, Brianna McConnell and Brittany McConnell. One of these two people... Because they always do that. They always do that, right? They get twins for babies and stuff. Because then you've got Jake on there as well, who's the other one. So one of those two women was the one who had their toes... sucked. I'll set him off. I shouldn't do this. We're gonna take 5 years to end this goddamn episode. Oh,
we should interview them.
I feel like after this, our fucking AI beams are gonna be shit.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Great. Mine is it's
bro. Sorry, interrupting you. Brittany McConnell, and probably the same for. Let me check. Yep. Brittany McConnell and Brianna McConnell are also known for Baby Geniuses 1999. It all connects.
It all connects.
Oh my god.
Oh, what was their superpower?
Oh man.
Super speed.
I don't know. It was Lexi, apparently they played. I don't know who
strong
that was.
Feet.
So. Stop. No. Didn't do anything after that, apparently, so...
Man. What a fucking time. Mine is the... it's the... Toy Story meme, you know, where it's Woody looking concerned and Buzz Lightyear pointing off into the distance saying... I can't remember what the fucking meme is.
But is it the... It's the Something everywhere, whatever.
Yeah. That's the one. But this one says... excuse me. This one just says, I fucking shitting.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. It just says, I fucking shitting.
Oh, man.
I said it too.
Well, I've got... it's like a very, very... very, very shallow depth of field, close up on what's maybe like a sort of textured top of a wall, maybe. You can't see what's in the distance. It's too out of focus. It's all kind of, you know, beige and kind of blue shapes and images and things. Maybe it's like a woodland or something behind. The text says, all you need in order to be strong is a mind and a fiddle. And beneath it are two flies fucking. Just two flies having sex on this wall.
All right, you could have it.
Yeah. I've got to keep that lead.
I've broken that. It's 13-10 now to Inspirable. You're three ahead.
I'm three ahead? Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I would like to say, in my defense, you took fucking ages to find a good one.
Yeah, like,
granted, you got there in the end, but it did take a while.
Well, if I just did the first one that came, if we decided we were going to just do the first one that came up, I think it would make for very boring content because it would just be like, I don't know, some shitty, like, actually half inspiring thing.
Yeah, I mean, mine is like, it's the Kermit meme. Me, I should study. Me to me. Take a shit and start staring. Dead.
Okay.
But yeah, that's...
oh, man.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. And, listening to us laugh for about half an hour at the end there.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Thanks. And I'm going to play myself out to watch a Guardians.